Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, the art and science of signs. That's our topic today, and critically important to the growing number of roadside farm markets, using signs to alert potential customers about where they are and what they provide. Brett Wolf, Senior Extension Associate with the UK Center for Crop Diversification, says that sign is a market's first link to potential customers.
It is, and it really, you have to think about what your goals are for your sign. Are you trying to catch someone's attention to let them know that you're there for the first time? Are you trying to direct them to your farm? Are you trying to highlight some products that you have to offer? That's one of the biggest starting points, I think, is understanding what your goals are for your sign. But yeah, they certainly play a major role in driving traffic to some of these markets.
Wolf is one of the presenters at Farm Bureau's Roadside Market Educational Meeting in Bowling Green on March 16. He says there are definitely some do's and don'ts for effective signage.
A couple of the things people tend to make mistakes on is choosing a font that they think looks really cool up close on their computer screen, and then you get it out. Things like a really embellished cursive font or doing some kind of an all capitalization, all capital letters, that's definitely a major pitfall. Readability is paramount. If people can't read what you have on your sign, they're definitely not going to be able to understand that they need to come to your farm.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles, and I'm asking you to join me to help Take Off Hunger. Taxpayers can donate a portion of their refund to the Farms the Food Banks Trust Fund. I hope Kentuckians throughout the Commonwealth will support this effort to help those in need and help Kentucky farmers. Look for the Farm to Food Banks Trust Fund box, line 33, and check it off on your income tax form. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at haywidefoodbanks.org.
That Farm Bureau Roadside Market Educational Meeting, set for March 16 in Bowling Green, will be held at Cheney's Dairy Barn. And continuing our theme on signage, Brett Wolf says they'll even cover font size versus the speed of a passing motorist.
There are some guidelines on things like the size of the lettering. We don't really think about it typically in our everyday lives, but the difference between somebody driving 30 miles per hour versus 60 miles per hour and how much time they have to read the sign and to see it, there are some really simple guidelines. I mean, we're talking about if they're going 60 miles an hour, you need to have it this many inches high and this much content. I would emphasize that it's just, you don't have to kind of go it alone and trial by error. We do have some really good, I think, helpful guidelines that we're going to be talking about.
That event in Bowling Green, March 16, details online at kyfb.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.